This is RSBNB Update, episode 271, recorded Friday, August 27th, 2010. Witty repartee. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another episode of RSBNB Update. Your bug-squashing Chief Snake friend is here this week, and we're going to talk about something called Conquest.
But, oh, bug-squashing.
Yeah,
oh,
bug-squashing.
Bug-squashing is in, yay. Okay.
You can tell them about that later if you want, maybe.
It's fun today.
And yesterday, right?
And many, kind of sick of it now, actually.
Yeah, but you broke what you said a few weeks ago about killing bugs, but anyways. Later, in what have you been doing, we'll talk about that. So, we don't have any guests this week, as you probably gathered. Who did we have on last week? I forget.
Who did we... That's pretty sad. We had Dave and Stone.
And you disappeared.
I did. I never actually got to listen to the show. I downloaded it, but I didn't have time to listen to it. So I still haven't heard myself. But did you actually explain how I went missing?
No, we didn't, because I didn't know where you were until after I'd finished, and I didn't insert anything into post.
I told you on MSN.
Not the first time. Then the well, you told me, but you didn't tell me you wanted anything said, but...
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I basically got... attacked by my cousins while I was doing the podcast. It was highly embarrassing.
Yeah, one of them sounded like they were five.
Not five. They're 17, 18, 18, another 18, I think, and 15.
Well, it sounded really young then.
14, 20, 15 in a few days. But yes. They're all quite old.
Okay. Another one... I don't know. Yeah, I edited that out, didn't I? Yeah. I don't think people would have heard that, but...
Fortunately.
Yeah. So that's where he disappeared to. Anyways, we got some good clips for the clip show on that. But this week is the last update of August, and it's the update that sums up the Void updates. Conquest. It's an activity in which it's a safe activity, so if you die, you obviously won't lose anything because you're not using yourself. You're using
not even the game.
Units provided to you. So, anyways, this takes place on the Void Knight Island, so you just go there the same way you go to pest control, talk to the guy there, the knight guy who's sitting down. I forget his name. Do you remember his name? We were just there, but I didn't pay attention to his
name. Dorian.
Okay, Dorian.
I remember it because it reminded me of Dorian Gray, and I wondered if it had anything to do with that, and I didn't get around to checking.
Is Dorian Gray male or female?
I forget. I'm going to look it up now.
Okay, I was just about
Dorian. Knight Dorian.
But
okay, there's no trivia for that. Never mind.
You need a combat level of 40, as you do with pest control, to play this, so... basically, what this game is... It's been summed up by many people as a combination of mobilizing armies and chess.
That's the first thing that came to mind when I started playing it.
Chess. Yeah.
And, of course, mobilizing armies, because it was a turn-based strategy. That's exactly what I thought of it. Continue, sorry.
I was going to say, I don't see where... chess comes from. That's just what I've heard it as. I think chess is much more intricate, you know?
What came to mind when I saw it, so...
You don't need any items for this, and basically, once you get the brief rundown of how to set up a team and formation and their special moves, you basically go at it against other players. So... I don't know. It's not chess, because chess is much more intricate. There's limitations as to what pieces can move where, you know. Whereas this one, there's just a set range each piece has that it can only move so much, you know. So I wouldn't... It's not chess, but... I think you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
So there are 7 different people classes that you can play with, and you know, this kind of reminded me of Team Fortress 2 a bit, but you know, they didn't name them after
TF2.
Countries. Well, yeah, there's seven classes in TF2
I mean,
as well.
I just
well,
played
you know?
The default thing, so I didn't even think about that. But.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There is the Scout, which you experimented with. Can move 6, has 100 health, and does 100 damage.
By experimented with, you mean got killed on the first move.
The Foot Soldier moves 4 spaces, 100 damage, 300 health. Once again, 1 range. The Halberder, pretty obvious, a little bit more health, a little bit more...
I took you out with my Halberder.
Yeah, I don't know. 200 health and 200 damage done. The Archer, obvious. The Mage. The Knight, which is 300. And the Champion, which is 400 damage and 600 health. So I guess kind of the tank. Well, you took mine out.
I can't remember how I did that in the end. Never mind. But. I should say now that I won eventually.
Yes, you did.
Because,
you know, I had a...
with no experience.
Yeah,
no.
But I was going with a relatively simple one that I used before, and it didn't really work that well, so I knew that was going to happen. But I was just going easy on you.
Yeah, he was, actually.
So, and then each of these has a certain cost, and this cost... you're given a set number of points when you start, and you can't go over that like you can in Mobilizing Armies, so that's a little bit different with that. And then the same thing goes for the special moves, which are Battlecry, Stoicism? Is that how you'd say that?
Stoy. That doesn't sound English.
Well, I don't know. Stoicism.
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to look that one up.
Stoicism.
Okay, then.
Regenerate.
Stoicism. According okay. to dictionary.com. What else?
Regenerate, bombard, winds of fate, charge, chastise, vigilance, and shield wall. There's lots of these, so I'm not going to go through each one of these, what they are, but I'm just going to highlight 2 of them. First off, winds of fate. It's... does one of the other ones completely randomly, so you might get Battlecry or you might get Chastise.
Yeah, it's kind of not ideal.
No. And
Shame
then
destroyed me with Bombard.
That's the other one I was going to mention.
Oh, yeah, I figured it.
Bombard reduces an enemy's health by 100.
Yeah, that's a bit silly. I'm thinking I'm going to put that... and it's just any enemy anywhere on the board, by the looks of it anyway. I'm going to put that into my lot next time. But then I did manage to use all the ones that were given to me somehow.
Yeah, which...
so they did seem kind of helpful.
Uh-huh. Another one I like,
especially
using on the Champion, is Battlecry.
Oh, yeah. I did also find that useful to increase my health, meaning I couldn't die from you. You tried to kill me. That was also... be planned.
So those are pretty much the moves. Once again, each of those cost points, and these each have a cooldown. So 5 turns, for instance, Battlecry, 2 turns for Bombard, which, you know, that seems a little it seems a little overpowered.
Only
2
turns.
Yeah, but it is 200
why.
Points.
Oh, I didn't realize they cost points or something.
So that's pretty much that. And then, as we said, you group your things up and then go into battle and you put them in a formation and there you go. So.
Yep.
You can also stake in this, the same way you can stake in the Duel Arena. So if you have a trade limit of 60K, you can stake 60K worth or do what other people say and trade with junk, but I really don't see the point in that. Junk trading.
Can we stake more since we've known each other?
Yes,
for some
240K.
Time?
Same thing as we can. Okay. How we can trade.
We
more.
Should have done that.
Well, what would we stake? You know, I don't get that.
240K. Free 240K.
I don't need your money.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't get it because I won. So.
Well, okay. But I could have won if we were staking. I would have done things differently.
True. I'll let that slide.
So, anyways, that's this game. Let's just talk about the modified rewards,
rewards.
Quickly first. First things is you get the Void Knight Deflector. If you have a rank of 1250, you can get one of those. So it goes towards making the Void Knight set effect, so you don't need, what is it, four items?
Yeah, I looked that up before. Three now, sounds so good.
And of course you get Zeal points, so...
Yeah, it's a lot of... I mean, it costs quite a bit. I mean, it doesn't cost that much, but it is probably easier to get gloves and stuff, so...
Yeah, you know, and I'm not a combat type of person, so if I was wanted to get pest points, I would do this over, say, actually playing pest control.
Yeah.
But then that brings up the question, in 6 months' time, are there going to be people playing this minigame? I don't know.
Doubt it. It really just seems
like it's good in concept, but doesn't go far enough. It doesn't go in depth enough. So
I mean, it's the same thing as mobilizing armies. I just don't think it belongs in RuneScape. It's pretty well done as like a just
activity,
a fun thing for the developers themselves to just challenge themselves to make. I don't know, but it's not going to interest any of the players.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, there are some people out there who like playing even on paper turn-by-turn strategy games like that. So you never know who's going to find an audience to it.
There's a Dungeons & Dragons club at my school.
Did you join it?
No. My form teacher is the one who organizes and stuff. He's crazy.
He plays?
He's cool. Yeah. Yep.
Is he the nerdy one?
Yep. Oh, okay. No, he's not. Well, he is, but not the one that you're thinking of, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of the one who reads a dictionary for fun.
Yep, that's the other one.
Okay.
And he has a Geek's Bible. But that's a completely different story. How did we get into that?
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Is that it for the conquest?
Yeah, I think so, unless there's anything else we missed on this. I don't think so.
No, but, I don't think so. We had a pretty thorough game there.
Yeah. Rating out of 5?
2. Oh,
2 only?
It's not that amazing.
Only a 2?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it's not going to interest people. It's just going to... The only thing that is going to interest people is potentially the rewards. Oh, and the fact that it can potentially be easier than pest control itself to get commendation points. But apart from that, I mean, it's completely about the rewards. I doubt I would enjoy playing it for much longer than
I'm just trying to think of how you would organize a massive group of people to be playing this. Like, would you... And then even then, we did the shortest move types, but 30 seconds was enough, wasn't it? I think it was.
30 seconds was enough, yep. Anything more than that would just kill it.
Yeah, so...
You did have to think quickly, admittedly. But,
yeah, but you know,
that's fine.
Did you find that the first few moves you were kind of unsure what to do?
Yeah, but I did catch on quickly.
Okay. Yeah, after I killed your scout,
the interface was the most annoying thing.
Yes,
I didn't realize. I flicked my mouse off screen to talk to you on MSN, and my window moved, and I didn't realize how that happened. I thought it happened because you had done something, and it was like a cinematic camera view or something. But then it didn't go back, and I was like,
"Yeah,
I can't see my people."
This is another example of Jagex being inconsistent. To move the camera, you hover your mouse over the center of the left, right, or top or bottom of your screen.
Sigh. It's a sort of a good way of doing it like that. But
but
it would be easier if you could just use the arrow keys for that.
Make it more clear, kind of, you know?
I mean, in mobilizing armies, you use arrow keys, don't you?
Yeah, and I think the camera is fixed, though. It's not fixed here.
But it doesn't need to be fixed. I mean... Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's fixed in this.
Yeah.
It could be fixed, couldn't it?
Also, the buttons to move on to the next phase and next turn, those could have been put below the compass, you know? Like,
if they all could have... Actually, I found that annoying as well, switching between those interfaces.
In the resizable or full-screen view. And once again, this is the whole thing. Modal versus not modal. Which one are you going to use?
Oh.
It's just annoying, but...
Sigh.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay, that's pretty generous.
Well, I was going to go 4 until you convince me otherwise.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So they did do that. Conquest.
Not bad.
Next up, tweaks and fixes.
Feces for the month.
No, they're actually not this week. They're actually good things. We're going to get there, but you can now hold 500 commendation points rather than 250.
Oh, really? I didn't know there was a cap before.
Yeah. You can now right-click on the world map icon to remove your marker.
Oh, good.
And we've added the ability for the assister to find out how long it is until they can next assist, as well as how much experience they've earned. Simply right-click the assist tab below the checkbox. You know, on Monday
That's
night...
That's good. That was something that was in the toolbar, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then you could only get it up if you were assisting someone, which was really pointless because you wasted the time opening that up with that person and whatnot, you know?
Oh, but okay. Yeah.
On Monday night, I was thinking this exact same thing. I was right-clicking on that assist menu trying to find out if I could, like, turn it to on and then see if it would, like, show anywhere of how much XP I had, but just turns out that actually came out this week when I was looking for it.
That's handy.
It's like they read my mind. Anyways, and then, of course, we come to the usual highlight of the week, which is always something like bank space, you know, or something trivial, you know? I think this week's highlight is the new clothing and shoe designs. What do you think?
Oh, definitely, yeah. That was slightly more interesting than bank space, though. I think they've quite outdone themselves this time.
Yeah.
Again.
I was reading on the wiki, and there's upwards of 200 colors you can choose from now.
That is... I actually think there are way too many colors, personally, now.
Yeah, you know, it's at the point where they could just implement, like, one of those color wheel things and let the person drag their mouse around it. That would almost be simpler and much nicer to use, I think.
Yeah.
So, you guys can find pictures of our new outfits up in the show notes at update.rsbnb.com. I had an outfit when it first came out, and both you and Mike said I looked like a schoolboy, so... I changed that, and then I changed to something else, which I didn't keep. It was the one that I showed you with the, it was the half apron one, you know?
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, yeah, maybe I do.
And then after that, I changed to the farmer's one, which was the, of the ones I showed you, that was the one you said you liked. So that's what I'm on right now.
That's good.
And I also got some shoes. I got the loafer shoes. So, and did you notice you can actually get real sandals now from Yersa and Relica?
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, one of them are like sandals, so.
I can't remember that one.
There's
interesting looking ones.
Yeah, there's a great selection now of apparel that you can wear, but the only thing I think with this is that I'm always wearing some kind of armor. So nobody's ever going to see it, so...
Yeah, it's a shame as well. But, I was thinking that, because I wear the agile stuff as well.
Yeah, me too. Or Varrock armor, whatever, you know? But
yeah.
So definitely good that they added these in. We encourage everybody to go take a look and see what you want, because they are free changes now, probably for the next 2 weeks or so, I'd imagine. Given what they usually do in situations like this. So, go change your clothes, have fun. And don't look like a schoolboy. I don't know, do you think it was the shorts or the top I had on with that?
The shorts.
I kept
totally
those shorts.
The shorts.
But it doesn't look like a schoolboy now.
Okay, if you say so.
So... Anyways, go check those out. Cryptic Clue Fest is now complete. The Cryptic Clue Fest that was released last week was completed on Wednesday, I believe. So you guys still have time to go and do this Clue Fest and get the investigator's outfit, which was leaked.
Oh, there reminds me of stuff to do it, yes.
Yeah, you know, it. You can cheat if you want to, but I don't know. We're not encouraging people to cheat on this by looking up what items you need. But if you're pressed for time, you still get the same thing, that somebody was writing a story. I'm not going to tell you who it was, but somebody was writing a story and their pages got all scattered throughout RuneScape, and then you put this book back together, and then you go visit him and give him his book back, and he suggests all kind of titles that are based on movies of the last 10 to 20 years. So, yeah. That's Clue Fest. And look on your MSN if you want to know who wrote the story.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. Also, there's a weird little bug. If you put your top, your investigator's shirt, in your toy box, it disappears.
That's slightly worrying. How do you get it back, then?
I'm assuming you go talk to Diango, but I haven't tried that yet, so...
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
that is worrying, given what the toy box is used for, so...
Yeah.
Anyways... I think that's it for Tweaks and Fixes. Next up is the RuneFest galleries. These are the 14 final galleries that Jagex chose to be finalists for their RuneFest coming up this weekend, actually. Waiting to load.
Oh, mine loaded before yours.
Yeah, that's weird.
Again, I haven't actually seen any of them.
I don't know. Neither have I. I'm behind on that aspect, so... Which one from the thumbnails do you like the best?
Let's see. We've got Gallery 1 and 2. I think at a glance, the whole of Gallery 2 looks better. Oh, that one of the wise old man is cool.
Yeah, that one.
It's rather detailed.
Either that one or the one with the dragon with the RuneFest flags. You know, I could totally see that being used for a kind of like a promotional poster at RuneFest or something.
Yeah, that could be. That's pretty well done. That's
Is that a real
3D,
person in that picture?
No, I'm pretty sure.
It looks like it, just plasticized. You know, like if you took someone's picture and you plasticized them, made them look like a plastic action figure.
That's pretty impressive at full size, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one, actually, over the wise old man, I think.
Not bad.
So, you going to go with that one as well, or?
Wise old man.
Okay. So, you guys can look at these, and RuneFest is this weekend. If anybody's going to RuneFest of our listeners, send us a audio question next week, or send us something. Let us know how RuneFest was. Yes, we don't have anybody in England that actually is going to RuneFest that can act as a correspondent for us, as it's too far away for me and obviously too far away for you too. So,
yep, just a little.
Didn't they make it free, but all the tickets were sold out?
That makes sense, doesn't it? Hey guys, it's free, you should come. We don't have any tickets left, but still...
Anyways, so...
Pre-selling.
Yeah.
So that's all...
I could use, actually, that one of the... in Gallery 2 there. From that one I was talking about that could be the poster. That would actually be not too bad background, I think.
Which one?
The Minotauros, the one I said could be used as a poster.
Oh, okay. Hey, that one with the red thing. Is it a red dragon or a demon? I can't tell what
the
it
imp?
Is. No. MSN. That one. That's
large,
a huge size. I'm going to put that as my background.
I don't know what's going on. I'm having some kind of problem connecting to the JAX servers today.
Oh, okay. 2,000 by 300 pixels. 3,000 pixels, sorry. Set as desktop background. Yeah.
I'm not getting this. Okay.
Oh, my God, I'm a loser.
No. Keep that.
Look, I have to send you a screenshot of this now.
Okay to be nerdy like that. Anyways, that's it for the RuneFest galleries. Next up, a developer blog about the bonus XP weekend from last week that you got cut out at. So you know there's going to be a bonus XP weekend.
Oh, right, yeah. I completely missed that until after the weekend when you had to tell me that. Yep.
So from the 3rd to the 6th, have you decided if you're going to train anything?
I'll probably train something, yes, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Ranged?
What? I could come to think of it.
You have all those chinchampas sitting in your bank, but that finding a world might be kind of hard.
That.
You know?
Oops, I need a whole image that's rather large.
Finding a world would be hard. So. Anyways. Where are we? Oh, yes, the questions it's basically a FAQ about bonus XP weekend. So, when will this be happening? Starting at 12 p.m. BST on Friday, September 3rd, and we'll run to the end of September 6th. Then, once again, we go down to the question about the economy, and they say, oh, no, we don't think this will have any kind of problems on the economy any more than a regular training update will. But, you know, I made $13.5 million off of herbs I just had sitting in my bank, so obviously it's doing something to the economy, right?
Yeah. They just...
So. Anyways. What will you do to stop merchant clans? Then, once again, to effectively manipulate a price, you need an item that doesn't usually have a lot of variation in value. We're expecting demand to go up for certain items in the run-up to this update, but isn't something which can be set by a single agenda as the economy as a whole is going to be up. So, then we got the same XP kind of system as last time, in which it'll start at 2.7 and work its way all the way down to 1.1 after 10 hours. So, 600 minutes.
Yep. Is that slightly different to last time?
No, because this
I
is what
they
was.
It up or
yeah, they did. The last time it was supposed to start at 3 point something or whatever, but it actually started at 2.7.
Oh, really?
But 2.7 turned out to be the correct equation. They just published the wrong graph.
3 point something. That would have been crazy.
So for 0 to 30 minutes, you get 2.7 times XP, and then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Then goes down to 2.55, then 2.44, and then 2.25, 2.1. Then when you're in the range of 150 to 180 minutes, you're still at 2 times XP. So it still is fairly useful, I think.
Yeah.
So I actually decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to just continue mining even if I already get 80 by then. And then maybe throw in a few farming runs here and there.
Well, I suppose since mining is unbearable, then it'll be good.
Yeah, so that's why I'm doing that.
I mean, anything you do really will pay off because...
Yeah, it will.
It may just be a case of doing the more expensive ones, though, since...
Yeah, but, you know, with this, they're also limiting summoning to only 10% bonus, 1.1 times throughout the entire weekend.
That's pretty unfair considering what it was last time.
Well, remember last time...
But then I'm
okay
because I don't have any more charms. Haven't collected any since then. Oh,
yeah, because in the last summoning... last bonus XP weekend, we had summoning skill of the month going on, and there was this huge spike on the graph.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that'll be next weekend. We hope everybody has a plan for that and is going to enjoy it.
Yep. So, moving on before I fall asleep.
Pass out.
I don't think I'll be that bad.
120 dungeoneering has been reached.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm behind here. Right. I saw that.
by Telmo Marx. JX posted a bunch of screenshots from the party on their Facebook page, and then also some...
I didn't even know they used the Facebook page.
Yeah, they do. Apparently you do as well.
Oh, okay.
So, they also posted a picture of the Dungeoneering cape and the emote, but for full benefit, we recommend you go to YouTube and search for Dungeoneering emote, and you'll find the level 120 emote. So, I don't know. The skill cape definitely looks different than a skill cape that we're accustomed to, so they have a design in mind. So the question is, will we be seeing any more 120 skills? I don't know, but...
Is that a particle effect at the bottom of it?
I just accidentally closed the tab, but...
The picture I was looking at was this one.
Maybe. I don't know. It could be. Yeah, that looks like it, because you... Well, you're not going to be able to see that on YouTube, given the quality, you know, of that thing.
Oh, well, you could do. Depends. Has anyone got a good video? Yes, let's look it up. YouTube. I don't know how well this is going to work with Skype in the background. YouTube 120 Dungeoneering.
I don't know, but it shows the guys changing forms and slaying a whole bunch of different Dungeoneering
features
type creatures.
HD.
So. Oh, it is HD, okay.
Well, I'm looking for an HD one. 720p, sounds
that
good.
That works. Tell us what... Actually, put the video in the notes after you've...
Hang on, it's loading.
Well, you can you watch it after, because I've already seen it.
Okay.
So, but just save the link for the notes. And Speaking of loading, I'm just waiting for the poll to load right now. I voted in it already, but it's not loaded.
Have you at least done the poll?
Yes, I did.
I'll start us off then. I've got it up.
You do that.
Shockingly, I've done it already. This week's poll is called "How Do You See Me?" Inspired by a suggestion from dedicated poll taker XXSemperFI. I want to know what you think players generally make of one another when they meet in game. So question one was, what things do you pay most attention to when you first meet other players? And this is select all that apply. How they behave, whether they're being courteous or resource-stealing, etc. 57%. How they talk, what they're saying in PMs or clan chats or public chat. 50%. I went with those top two, actually.
Yeah, me too.
So I went with the majority. Their appearance, what they wear, what they have equipped, 49%. Their name, of course, 45%.
I went with that one as well. Funny story, but continue.
Oh, true. I should have given you that chance. Their skills, either combat level or just by what they're managing to do, 37%. The activity they're actually participating in at the time, well, I should have probably done that as well. That could be a considerable factor. 70%. Something else, 6%. Or I don't pay attention to other players. MMO what? 3%. Oh, I didn't even notice there was that option. Maybe I should have done that one.
So I selected the three of them, the first two and their name, of course.
And why did you select their name, of course?
Well, this, I don't know, it's just something I do. Like, if you see someone's name, like, oh, I don't know, something cunning like Shane or StarCraft 2 that you saw, or what was another one? Didn't you see New Zealand?
I did.
Yeah, so that always comes into it. Then you got the really oddball cases, like this week when I was mining at the Living Rock Caverns, I saw someone by the name of I Gay Faggot, all one word. So.
I was just about to say, but you can't judge a book by its cover just because they have a cool name.
Well, obviously there has to be some thought process. There has to be some thought process into which name you come up, right?
Yeah. I don't know. But sometimes in the past I've talked to people who I thought had cool names and they turned out to be complete retards.
Like who?
Oh, I don't remember. Just people in general. So that turned me off people in general, and I no longer pay attention to other players. MMO what? Question two, Shane. Has your poll loaded?
Yes, it has. Yay. What's the first thing you think other players might notice about you. This is a single choice, so currently winning my personality. I'm a nice person, honest, want to be buds, with a Z on the end, 29%. My name, you may not get it, but it means a great deal to me, 26%. Maybe that's what I gay faggot says. My levels, my hard work shall serve as an inspiration to others, 19%. My wealth, I'm pro at this game and I want you to know it, 8%. my meritous use of varied vocabulary and my witty range of repartee, whatever the heck that is, 7%. Other, LOL, what? LOL, WAT, and nothing, whoa, stay what? Away, fool. So, which one did you select?
My meritorious use of varied vocabulary and my witty range of repartee.
Okay, what's repartee?
I don't know.
Well, that's
so I chose good. It for the irony. I better look that one up as well.
Yeah.
Repartee. I assume it's a te.
Conversation or speech characterized by quick or witty comments.
So, that is a superfluous use of the word witty, the adjective witty, considering it is already inherently present in the word repartee. Therefore, I chose that option.
Yeah.
What did you choose?
I chose my levels. My hard work shall serve as an inspiration to others, i.e. 99 farming.
I probably should have chose that if I were being more honest, but I preferred the more amusing answer in that question.
Okay. Question three?
Now, how would you like to be seen in the eyes of your fellow players? Just as a normal person, we're all the same, really. --. That has 27%. As a guide, I'm the kind of person who loves to help people, 26%. As an inspirational figure, people could learn a lot from me, you know, 14%. I bet you chose that. As a friend they haven't met yet, talk to me. That has 10%. As a dictator, bow to me, mortal, 9%. As a wealthy individual, it doesn't hurt to flash the cash, and I'm pretty bling, 6%. IDKTBH, 4%. None of the above, D00D, 3%.
Okay, which one did you choose?
As an inspirational figure, actually, I chose that.
Yeah, I chose that one as well.
Good. Because I'm the epitome of good men.
Of a good what?
Of a good man.
Oh, I thought you said meme.
Oh my god, no. No way.
Chief Snake the meme. We're all gonna
a good meme is an oxymoron, so
well, there have been a few.
Really?
Anyways, so we both said the same on that one. Last question. Do other players influence what you do at Gabe? Yes. Other players give me good ideas what to do next, 32%. At 25%, nope, I don't care what other players are doing. I play how I want to play. Sure. I'm often playing with a group/clan with friends, so we do the same stuff, 15%. 13%, yeah. I try to beat them. RuneScape is a great way to compete. No, I'm a lone wolf. Or is that a lonely wolf? QQ, 10%. None of the options given, 3%. And no way. I set the trends and they try to keep up, 2%. So, which one did you
vote for? I chose that one. No way, I set the trends and they try to keep up.
Okay. I said, nope, I don't care what other players are doing. I play how I want to play. So.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose competing with people is just part of the game. Everyone does that. Even I would do that. So, who knows? I mostly do what I want nowadays.
Yeah.
It's hard to resist.
Unless you need to do something, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, right now I'm more of a trendsetter.
Yeah, look at all the 99 farming people.
That's true. That's true. I mean, we go against the grain there, so.
Yeah. So.
Anyway, I think that's enough for the poll.
Yeah, we're moving on to questions now. First audio question is from a guy named Lord of Nine.
Hello, RSBNB people. Lord of Nine here with a question. So do you guys have any idea about the PvP trick, 76k or whatever it is? I thought it was taken away with the update or something that people were talking about earlier. I heard people saying stuff like that an update taken away or something, but then people still have it for some reason or will say they use it. Anyway, last question. I broke my laptop the other day, taking it over to a friend's house, and I... Yeah, well, anyway... Long story of how it happened, but it costs like $150 with a warranty, but $700 otherwise if I didn't have the warranty. How expensive has something you've been lost? Thanks, Lord of Nine.
76k? There was an update, I forget when it was. They made it less effective, but it still works. Less effective, but still works.
I hadn't actually... Yeah, I mean, when we just played that question before, it made me realize... I mean, I haven't heard anything about 76k.
Well, yeah, typically we don't venture into that
kind of
thing,
you know?
So that's
a good thing, I guess.
So. And it's not a big... It's not causing the inflation like it did last summer. That's the important thing.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we have seen the economy stabilize a bit, I think.
Yeah, so it's not as bad as it was, but it still exists. But, you know, in the time you're doing that, getting the items, finding someone you can trust, really, you're better off probably making money some other way.
Yeah. So. That, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Now.
Broken laptop.
Yes, that. I don't think I've ever had... What's the most you've ever lost from a situation like that?
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know, in terms of things breaking on me. I mean, I had two hard drive failures in my old laptop, but that came under warranty both times, and they replaced them free of charge. They even the second time, they replaced the lid of the laptop because it was, it had some cosmetic damaging in the right-hand corner, which I think was as a result of the first time they replaced the hard drive, it must have got damaged in transit or something. So, anyway, they managed it, which was very kind to them because it probably wasn't their fault. But anyway, I don't really know. I haven't lost that much myself personally. Nothing springs to mind. What do you think?
Nothing really, because everything I buy that's major, I get warranty for that I can't fix myself. So all the laptops, warranty, hard drive failures, I guess. And back when I used to use a Logitech headset to do the show, I used to go through one or two of those a year.
That's true. I mean,
I also went through three Logitech MX518 gaming mice because the clicker stopped working. Apparently, I clicked too hard.
Oh, watches. Watches are something I used to go through very easily before. Might sound obscure, but I used to like this particular type of watch, which was very cheap. It was like $20 from the warehouse. But it was small, and you couldn't really get any in the same sort of size, and it was just all nice, and I liked that particular watch, except it was a cheap type of one, and so it died really easily. Like, I went through one every few months, and I just had to keep getting the same one, even though it was crap quality, because it was good. I liked it. I've since my parents bought me a proper watch, because they realized that I was spending so much money on these.
What kind
watches.
Do you use?
It dying. It's a Casio now. I don't know where I put it.
Digital?
In my bag downstairs. Yep, digital. Always digital.
Good. Good, good.
Well, I did used to use an analog a while. I mean, when I was younger.
Yeah, they do that to make you learn how to tell time.
Yeah, yeah. It was a nice watch that I used to have. That it needs a new battery. Otherwise, I would still wear that now.
Do you know? Do you know how to tell time from a clock that's not digital?
Yes, but it's not quick. You know.
Yeah, you know, I so don't just, like doing that because it's always 5 past, 10 past, 1/4 past, 1/2 past, etc. That's not accurate enough for me. I want it to the second. I want it to the second.
I know about to the second, but...
Yes, I want to watch That's an Atomic Clock.
Okay.
Anyways, thank you, Lord of Nine. Actually, just before we move on, last year I had the logic board replaced in my MacBook Pro, and combined with labor, it would have been over $1,000, but luckily I had the warranty, so...
It's true. Oh, I needed a new power supply for my computer, if that counts as something. That came under warranty, though. Oh, router, that died on me.
Oh, yeah, right.
But, I mean, those are... They're all
That's all of old age, though, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the router was definitely of old age. I can't say that was my fault or anything. That was... Yeah.
But you secretly wanted it to die.
I did. I did, but let's not tell my father that. Next question.
Because you ended up getting wireless one, did you?
Yes.
Is the radio still on?
Yes.
Shh. Next audio question is from Regnanth.
Hey, Shane and Chief Snake. I got two questions for you this week. First, do you think Jagex should allow bots in the game that can only do things such as dancing, which could be used to make synchronized dance videos? Because these bots would not affect the game or the game's economy. Second, if you could take one day off, not have to worry about school or work or anything at all, what would you do? What I would do could be summed up in these three words. I wanna rock! Keep up the great show, Regnant.
Okay. The body idea to, like, make dance sequences?
Dance sequences.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
They discourage anything that affect or that would give you an unfair advantage, right? So, I mean, it depends what could be considered an unfair advantage. I mean, in some respects, the toolbar that they make themselves is an unfair advantage. So it is really open to interpretation. I don't know. To be honest, Jagex probably does need to clarify that. But then I haven't read the rules in ages, so I don't know exactly what it says about bots. I don't particularly care.
Just don't use them and you'll be fine.
Yeah, basically. As far as dancing goes, though, I don't see why you would want to
because...
do that.
Yeah, I think if you don't put that in and you see a good synchronized dance video, you create, and somebody creates one, you see something that's a lot better than, you know?
Yeah, I think the skill comes, or the part of the reason why those videos are cool is because it takes a bit of skill to get them synchronized.
Skill in working around the lag.
Yeah, true.
So... And free time?
You?
You know, I'm still off for the summer for another week and a half, and... I know, but it doesn't feel like I've had much time off, actually.
Actually, yeah, only a week and a half more. That's not that long. But, I mean, to me, it feels like you've been off for ages now.
Because, you know, it's... End of March, basically. I was done at the end of March. And I had my back thing in March as well. So it feels like since
that
March,
that is a long, long time.
But, no, not really. End of April. But it feels as though that everything I've been doing has been some way work-related to the website. So I think next week I'm going to take a few days off, collect myself before I go back, and then maybe do a few things on my to-do list that I haven't got done yet, like personal development. Like, I want to dabble in C# or Objective-C. Personally, I'm thinking C# would be a little bit more useful because I have this application I want to write in Windows to take screenshots.
And because Bradley needs to learn C# within the next 2 months.
Yes, and he needs somebody who he can ask questions to. Yeah. So... And also, also on my to-do list has been to study for a driver's test, but I've once again I'm not going to.
Oh no, my brother got his learner's license last week. Oh. No, this week. Yes,
oh,
no,
God.
2 days ago.
Oh,
so
God,
you officially really have to be worried now.
Yeah, I'm more worried about you.
Worry about me? Why are you worried about me? Because I'm going for my restricted next month.
No, no, I mean because of him.
Why?
Shouldn't we be worried about him?
Oh, we should slightly. I don't know. He's not going to be driving me anywhere, that's for sure. So.
Okay. Well, yeah. Then other people have been trying to add things onto my to-do list. Like, for instance, Kala wants me to read 1984 within the next week, but I don't know. You? I took too long on that, but you, go.
I don't know. I was too busy listening to yours to think of something myself. Pass.
Okay.
That makes a quick question.
Thank you, Ragnanth. Next question is from Asa, which is very interesting to say the least.
Dear Shane and Brad, two questions this week. One, Shane, have you ever had any classical musical training, or do you play an instrument? We know that Brad does play the piano, but if you had to learn, what would you learn? Would it be piano, guitar, organ? I don't know. You choose. Two, if either of you had to get a tattoo and a piercing under the pain of death, where would you get it and what would you get the tattoo of? Thanks for the great show. ExileQ/BrimK/Asa.
Okay.
I don't know about you, Shane, but I would choose death.
Really?
No. So, classical music.
Well, I guess in terms of playing it, if I had to learn one, I'd choose either the piano or the flute. Just like the sound they make.
Fair enough. Flute. Interesting.
Is the flute hard?
I don't know.
Is the piano hard?
Plays the flute. Depends. I don't know. It's hard for me. I played the piano on the iPad today, though.
I forget what that app is called, but it apparently teaches you how to play the piano.
Really? I didn't get to it.
Yeah.
It was just like a free playing kind of thing.
Yeah, you can do free mode, or you can
play. It was difficult to control, because it's not like a normal piano.
It doesn't have the tactile feedback, right?
Yeah, I guess. But when you play the normal piano, you use all five fingers, all the four fingers, and your thumb. So what happens is, on the touch thing, when you put your thumb down, because you place your thumb sideways, you basically hit the key with your nail, and it doesn't register it on the touch thing.
Oh,
at least
I
that's
see.
What I found anyway. So I had a real problem trying to play anything, because I use my thumbs a lot. But yeah, it was quite good anyway. For the most part, it worked. I played Mary Had a Little Lamb and Ode to Joy very easily. I will say that. In the first part of, or the intro to This Is
was
the Night.
Was it piano or Virtuoso HD?
I don't know. I assumed that it was the thing that came, like, bundled with the iPad.
Doesn't come with it.
If that was possible. Oh, okay.
It's a download one.
Well, it was in the stores. It didn't have any special name. I'm pretty sure it was just piano something.
Okay, well.
Pianist.
Yeah, that's. I'll look for it after. Anyways, where'd you get your tattoo?
Oh, I can't
piercing.
Remember. Oh, yeah. Piercing. Oh, that's hard. Do you know, I knew a guy who got dared to get his nipple pierced.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I just had to bring that up completely out. I wouldn't get my nipple pierced.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know.
He got it taken out because his mother paid him to after that. His mother didn't know that he was going to do it. He just went ahead and did it. And then I think she paid him like $100 or something to get some ridiculous amount of money. But So if you ever want to make a few bucks, no, I do not recommend that. Where would I get pierced? My ear, I suppose.
You got to get the right one, though.
Yeah, I guess. Depends whether I would actually have to put something in it.
Well, yeah, of course you'd have to put something in it.
Oh, in that case, I don't really want to show it, do I? Oh, damn it. What else can you even get pierced?
I don't know. And I don't want to know.
Nose?
No! No!
Meredith wants to get her nose pierced.
Tell her
my
no.
My French teacher used to have her nose. My old French teacher. That looks kind of tasteful, though. It was just subtle. But I don't think on a man that would look very nice.
No.
I don't know. What about you?
Ear somewhere that does... That's the right ear to get done.
Okay, ear. Tattoo?
I would get my government ID number in barcode form on the bottom of my toe, like we were talking, if you ever remember that time we were talking, I said you could get this tattoo on the bottom of your toe, so if you ever turn up in a ditch, we'll know who you are.
Fair enough. I have a fantastic idea. I would shave my head. Shave my head. Get a tattoo on my head. Then grow my hair back.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I don't know what the tattoo would be, but it would be irrelevant because it would not be visible.
Okay.
Is that a sufficient answer?
Yeah, that's good. Let's move on now.
I don't know if it would hurt to have that done. But yeah.
I don't know. It can't hurt that much. Can it? I don't think so.
Can't hurt that much. Yes, it was that Pianist Pro.
$9.99.
Oh, okay. Oh, they paid for that.
Dear host, Asian Turtle here. What do you guys usually do to relieve stress/anger? Personally, I listen to upbeat music while breaking things. Keep up the podcast, Asian Turtle.
That's an interesting way of taking out your stress, breaking things. Sorry, not that I should be judging. Relieve stress and anger. I mean,
I don't get stressed that often.
Yeah, I don't get stressed or angry that much to start with. There was this topic. I think Earth made it. I can't remember.
Yeah, how do you deal with anger management?
Yeah, something like that. I didn't post in it, but
neither did
my thoughts basically echoed Colors, who did post in it. I can't remember what he said, but I just remember that it was the same thing. I find the only way to actually fully get or put myself back in a good mood is to get a good night's sleep.
Okay, that's good. Like a reset, kind of?
Everything for me. Yeah. I mean, nothing else works for me, so... Yeah.
Personally, for me, either I like to escape somewhere into RuneScape and do something, like something grinding, you know? Or talking to friends like Mike, you... Those kind of people, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, though, because, I mean, I just wait until I can sleep. If I'm not in a good mood, then, I don't know, there's really nothing I can do about it. I just try to think positive thoughts and wait until I go to sleep. And then I know, because I just know that I'll feel a lot better the next day. I just remind myself of that, and I always do. It's really weird how that works, but I have a funny body.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just playing the piano here.
Okay, as you do. Did you just buy that app or something?
No, I didn't buy that one. I'll buy it if I want to learn the piano, but I just downloaded the free one.
It's not... Okay. Thank you, Asian
Anyways,
Turtle.
Anyways, thank you, Asian Turtle.
Dear hosts, I've been listening to the podcast for a while, so I thought I'd ask a question. If you could change the level barrier from any skill, excluding farming, from 99 to 120, what skill would it be? Thanks, Poseidon. Bastard.
Constitution.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one that should be changed, certainly.
Because it would actually... you'd get 20 more, or 200, whatever it is. I don't know. I can't do the math. There'd be 20 more constitution levels.
And therefore, 200 more health.
Yes, 200 more health. Thank you. So, constitution for me. What about you?
Constitution is a really good one. Nothing else immediately sprang to mind. Because it's really weird that that Dungeoneering goes to 120 in the first place. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Since nothing else does. We've discussed that before.
That debate. You know, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and it would be very odd if any other skill just strangely went up to 120 instead of 99. It would be highly inconsistent, which wouldn't be much of a surprise coming from Jagex, but still. Since we are the ones recommending this, I would say Constitution as well, because that actually has a reason for being raised higher.
Yep. Thanks, Poseidon.
Very interesting.
Hey, Chiefy and Shane. Since the clue update, have you seen your reward values from the clues drop on average? Personally, I haven't got any clues because I haven't been doing combat, so I can't comment on that. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, they're going to fairly level out because the new items are going to work their way into the economy and level themselves. So, and eventually they're not going to, like, I don't foresee the extra god armor being more than the Zamorak, Ceridomen, and Guthix god armor. Well, maybe a bit more, but not overly much more, because it's the same kind of thing, and it's the same kind of stats, and the free people are going to want to buy it, and the free people aren't going to have that kind of money, you know? So.
Yeah.
But based on the few clues that I've done since then, I'd say it's roughly the same. What about you?
I can't remember how many clues I probably only did one, maybe two. I didn't notice anything. My clues were crap. The one or two that I did. Yeah. Just as usual, basically. So, yeah, nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay. Also, would you come to my 99 HP party? I'm only 97 now, but I'm playing a lot of pest control. Keep up the good show from DogLover36/iLuckyFinn. You know, I don't mind coming to people's parties. The only thing
not if
is
you do
that,
it via pest control. No, that's cruel.
It's fine, but what I need in order to be able to come to one of these parties is I need some form of notice. So PM me on the forums or post it on RuneWire and still PM me, because I don't always pay attention to those event things up there. What you could also do is make it in a community hosted event. And then PM Mike or myself, and then we will add your event to the event rotator. So post it 48 hours in advance, and we'll gladly add it to that rotator for you. And if that's the case, send me a PM as well. Send it to me, and I will come. And Chief will come too, depending what time it is and what day it is. Because you got to remember, he's on the other side of the world, so he's not always up at the same time.
Yeah. I mean,
North Americans.
The main concern for me. Otherwise, I mean, if you give me enough notice, then I may be able to arrange something, but it depends. Usually, there's not much chance, but try me.
Alrighty. Edit, just got 98 HP. Next one.
Hey, Shaney and Snakers. Was listening to some of my music and just was wondering, do you have a hillbilly bone?
Christ.
Keep up. What? Keep up the great show, PKO Christ. Chris T. Christ. I nearly said God. Oh, okay. I don't know what he's talking about. Let us look at this YouTube video.
Hillbilly it is bone. A hillbilly kind of song, I'm guessing.
Oh, just realized I was playing it simply.
Country. I think that's enough of that. My answer, is no.
I don't know. I would have to listen to more of it, actually, which I don't have time for right now. No, it's probably
like
not
music.
My type, but one second while I skip to 40 seconds through. That should be sufficient if it will load.
Once again, the New Zealand internets are causing more problems.
No, it's sort of working today. Sort of. That actually sounds alright. I'm sorry that I have to admit that. But
I don't like that kind of country.
I wouldn't listen to that, of course, but it's bearable.
Okay.
It's not as bad as rap. Some of the other mainstream stuff. I would actually definitely listen to that over rap any day.
Yeah, when you put it that way, yes. Thank you. Hey, Home Dogs.
Home Dogs.
Nice to see you in game, Shane. It's a shame I couldn't have a proper conversation with you because the lag was so bad. Yeah, I saw him when I was mining.
Funny that.
Anyway, on to my questions. Meltdown.
Oh, okay.
Meltdown. Oh, I forgot to put it in. Anyways, what do you guys get up to on the weekend? Mine are always boring. I live out of town, so I can't hang out with anyone, so I usually just watch movies, TV, etc. You know, mine are pretty much the same as my weekdays, actually. With the exception that in the school year, I don't have anything to do with that respect, but it's always the same general thing when I'm not occupied with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Weekends are also when I will see people and whatnot, so, yeah.
I would love to be able to say the same thing. I just would kill for a break right now. I just want to be able to sit at my computer and slob it up, basically.
next week?
But, oh, I wish. No, I think I'm busy next week. I can't remember what I'm doing, but there's something. What am I doing? There is something, I just can't remember what it is. First weekend of September. Oh, well, I can't remember. But, I've been so busy for the past few weekends. Like, this weekend, tomorrow, I'm going to a French speaking competition in a place which is in another city. So that's fun. I've just been to Wellington to check out some universities today on a day trip. 6 hours traveling. I have to do another two or so tomorrow for this thing. So that should be fun. But that's irrelevant. I should be talking about this at the end. But yeah, basically, I mean, that's not what I usually do. What I usually do is, I've been hanging out with friends more lately. That's basically because everyone's been turning 18 and there have been lots of 18th birthdays. And because it's ball season and as a prefect of my school, I get invited to the balls of other schools. I have another one to go to around the middle of September.
Nice.
I actually don't want to go to this one because it's not a very nice school.
Okay.
But they invited the extended prefects of my school to go if they want to pay. So that should be better. At least I have some people I know. Hanging out with friends mainly. Otherwise, it's the same as the rest of the week. Yeah. And catching up and work and doing the podcast. I mean, my Saturday doesn't feel that long most of the time because I get up at midday, do the podcast, do something sort of like in the middle of the afternoon, have dinner, and then often I go off somewhere after that. I really need a break. Sigh.
That's anyway, what you get yourself into by volunteering to go to French speaking competitions.
Yeah, admittedly, that was my fault, this one.
And that's what you get yourself into by going to universities when you already know which one you're going to.
Well, I know what I'm. Yeah, sure, I know where I'm going to. I just don't have a feel for universities yet.
Oh, okay.
I've never been to a university before. That's what you get living in this small town. Oh, it sucks sometimes. I mean, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's so small we can't say where you are, because if you did, you'd be able to track you down.
Easily.
Anyways, question two of his.
Am I reading this? Oh, I am.
Yeah,
actually.
You are. Or no, I am.
Forgot.
I'm sorry.
No,
you are. Yeah, I am. What do you think of the JX bot detection system? They've made quite a few statements about how good their detections are, but everywhere you look, there are bots. Yeah, you know, that couldn't be more true. There's bots mining pure essence. There's bots gathering dragon bones and green dragon hide. That's all that needs to be said. But, you know, they say it's good, but really, it's a never-ending battle. And it's really, I really can't comment on it without knowing how the engineering of such a system would work. So,
for the most part, I mean, they don't really affect me. And to be honest, I haven't noticed them lately, so I can't really comment. But I do know about all the ones at the Green Dragons, and I know it's still a problem, so... Yeah.
Yeah, they have a detection system, so we already covered up... And they're not lying. They do have a detection system. I know people who have gotten banned for macroing before, so... They're not lying about that. Anyways, Meltdown says, "Thank you for reading my questions." Bye. Next one.
Hello, RSBNB hosts. This is Kakaraiken. Have a quick question. What skill do you think is the easiest to get 99? And thanks, and keep up the great show. You have to tell me how to pronounce that. It sounds Maori almost, except that Kakaraiken means a bad word.
P.S.
I was listening to nothing. P.S. I was listening to an early episode. Okay. Make sure that's the right
Kakaraiken.
Ooh. That didn't sound good. P.S. I was listening to an earlier episode and someone asked if they could get a good laptop that could play RS for under $300. My friend got a brand new, very nice laptop for only $250 that can play RS. I'm blanking on what kind of laptop it is. All I know is that it's Windows. Sorry. First question. What skill is the easiest to get 99 in?
Cooking.
Sounds about right then. A laptop sub $250 or sub $300 laptop.
Netbook. Or a sale at Walmart.
I
don't know if you guys have Walmart there or no.
We don't.
Okay.
You.
So that, I don't know. But if you shop around, yeah, but you know, it's not gonna run it as good as one with a dedicated graphics card would, so... Really, it's a matter of level, what you want to play on. Like, RuneScape could run on a netbook, but you wouldn't be able to... You wouldn't be able to have it, run HD and whatnot, so... I don't know. But you could if it was an NVIDIA-based one and it had a 9400 in it. That's interesting. Very interesting. So... Anyways, thank you for that question. And that's all we got for questions this week. We would have had more audio questions. But I just want to say that if you're going to put music in your question, once again, make sure we can hear you over the music. Turn the music down substantially.
Yeah.
Also,
apparently there were six audio questions, which is amazing.
Yeah, seven.
Seven? Yeah, so yeah. Just please make sure that they are actually, you know, of good quality and... decent length.
Yeah, another one was 1 minute and 21 seconds, which is too long. So 30 seconds, 40 seconds tops, please. Also, use your own voice. Don't use a computer-generated voice.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's a bit pointless asking an audio
question. Because if you're going to use a computer-generated voice, I can do that with my computer here. So you might as well have sent it in as a text question. So why should I give your question preference over someone else's, you know? So... Anyways, that'll be that. We got more on questions later about how you can get those to us, but we're going to keep you guys in suspense for a little while. Next up in tech news this week, something that you and I have been very interested in. You can now make phone calls to landlines from Gmail.
Whoa!
Right now,
Gmail
it
voice
is
and video chat.
Yeah, it's free to the US and Canada. Currently.
Yeah, which is... How can they do that?
I don't know. I'm guessing they have some partners with a VoIP company or something like that, mm-hmm. because you would need something. Because once you're on the telephone network, it's dirt cheap. Problem is getting it into, you know, but... did they give you 10 cents credit? I got mine today.
They did. A grand total of 10 cents. How kind of them. But then I have a dollar on Skype, so I should probably use that sometimes.
So, free to US and Canada, but if you wanted to call New Zealand. You're not in Namibia.
We're 2 cents. 2 cents a minute to New Zealand.
22 cents to a mobile.
Which, believe it or not, is an amazing price. That is half of what it would... under half of what it would cost us to call a New Zealand mobile from a landline over here.
Jeez, that's just criminal.
It's murder. It's not fair at all. So, yeah, I was seriously giving thought to buying some Google credit or whatever.
Yeah, but who do you call?
But, yeah, I mean, I don't call anyone anyway, so that's doesn't really matter. If I ever wanted to call anyone on the cell phone, it would be handy, but then I don't do that either, so...
Yeah, and you guys don't have Google Voice, so you can't link it up, so...
Yeah, damn it.
So that's that, and I already tested this. I phoned my home phone, and it turns up as a long-distance number, so you can pick it up and it's not going to cost you anything, but you don't know who's calling because it doesn't say who it is, it just says long-distance. So if you don't like picking up calls, you don't know who it is, then it's not for you. But
still,
they got over 1 million calls made on this service in the first day.
That's amazing. You still need to give me your phone number so that I can test it for myself.
No.
Screw it. I could test. I could actually call myself because 2 cents. I mean, they've given me 10 cents free.
Call that number I gave you earlier. I'm going to do something after the show. You're going to test it after the show.
What number did you give me earlier?
You'll see.
You didn't give me... Oh, fine
then. Yes,
I
did.
You gave me part
of it. We're getting there. We're going to get there, okay?
Okay.
We're getting there.
I'll be patient.
Patience,
EA stands by Medal of Honor Taliban feature.
This is just disgusting. Disgusting. Medal of Honor started out as a World War II shooter game. It's another shooter game done by EA. As you know, they do the Battlefield ones, and they also do this. So this Medal of Honor one is set in modern times. Obviously, it's going to have some parts in Afghanistan, but they're going to be letting the player play as the Taliban.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, like, why? All you're doing by that is glorifying the Taliban, you know? That's not what you should be doing. They should receive no recognition whatsoever with this. So it's just...
Yeah, I can see their reasoning, but it's not the same. I should probably read it since they don't know what we're talking about. At EA, we passionately believe games are an art form. And I don't know why films and books set in Afghanistan don't get flack, yet games do. EA Games President Frank Guibeau told Game Developer Publication Develop Online this week... Whether it's Red Badge of Courage or The Hurt Locker, the media of its time can be a platform for the people who wish to tell their stories. Games are becoming that platform. I pretty much think that's rubbish. You do have to be... as a game developer, you kind of have a responsibility because games are not the same as films or books. You just have to accept that fact.
They're far more interactive and it puts the player into it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can make the argument about playing the German Nazis in whatever World War II game, but that was like 60, 70 years ago. That's different. The regime is gone. The Taliban is still there, and they're wanting to retake what they had before. And letting people play like that is giving them more power. So they really shouldn't be doing that at this time. Not until this war is over and done with.
It is a bit, irresponsible.
Anyways, we got another Google story this week.
Woo!
Do you remember, I don't know, have you ever done a search on Google and it will, at the top, it will put results from things like Twitter and whatnot in there?
Perhaps. I can't remember.
Okay. Well, now they added what's called a...
I bet it will come up with some if I search for Justin Bieber.
Oh, God.
I'm slightly frightened to type into my... Oh, came up with Wikipedia. Google Justin Bieber.
Do you have the new Google interface where you can expand the thing at the left that says everything and then more?
Yes, there is everything.
Okay, then expand that and now...
Oh, look at my something different things. It must give you sort of like related searches. Taylor Swift, Rihanna, Joe Jonas, Dave Archuleta, Adam Lambert. That's a breath of fresh air.
That's a totally
unrelated note. But no, I can't see anything live anyway.
Okay, well, click more and then choose updates on the left.
Updates. Oh, got it right. Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then what this will give you is a list of updates compiled from Twitter, Facebook, and a whole bunch of other things. So searching in for RuneScape right now, I see from 7 minutes ago, this guy, Web Fonetto, tweeted, "New question in Fonetto, I need an auto fighter for RuneScape." Okay. Next one, 12 minutes ago. At RuneFest, the count fed for hash RuneFest is well and truly on now. Got the top secret device later today, though, in hashtag RuneScape.
Okay.
So that's just an example of what Google Real-Time Search does. So they might
just
so
took
you
the
can
quiz.
Actually...
Would Justin Bieber date you? And got not a chance. Try it. Would Justin Bieber date you?
Why did That's you take
impressive.
That?
I this is one of the results. A tweet.
I see.
Okay, that's poisoning my eyes.
Oh, what was that? I heard that.
Burning them.
Anyway, so this thing refreshes as it comes up with new tweets and stuff, so definitely something to use for events and whatnot, because you can even create an email alert for a certain thing. So if you wanted to be alerted every time a new thing comes in, you could. So, oh, I got an idea. What if they tied this real-time search into Buzz, and they made it so you could follow certain real-time searches in Buzz, and it would show up in Buzz?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you search for RuneScape, follow that in Buzz, and then whenever there's something new relating to RuneScape, it pops up in Buzz, and then you can reply to it or whatever, you know? What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds like it would work.
Something I'd use, actually. I think that would move me to Buzz.
But... Nah.
No?
Interface still just doesn't do it for me, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you're the only one I see on Buzz, so... No one else I know uses.
Yeah, that's true. My Buzz just not retweets, I can't use that, pulls my tweets and uses them, so I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's all I got for tech news this week. So Google Real-Time Search, I guess this would be the highlight of that. But anyways, we're going to talk about Skill of the Month now. It's still August, meaning it's the Hunter Skill of the Month, and Tim is still winning with 4.6 million XP. Second place is Meltdown with 4 million XP and 19k, followed by I Am Hunter with 2.1 million XP. Come on, someone, beat Tim. Come on, Meltdown, beat Tim.
Please beat Tim.
Yeah.
You can do it.
I don't... like these Skill of the Months that are decided in the first week, you know? It's just boring that way. So somebody please do that. And on another note, this is Skill of the Month for September is summoning, just like it was in March when we had a bonus XP weekend. So.
Coincidence? I think not.
Yes, coincidence. Coincidence? No, the last time we rigged Fred was to set Dungeoneering for May. So, if anybody wants to see what the last bonus XP week did to Skill of the Month, or just go to rsbnb.com/skotm and navigate to the archives, and you will see a huge jump when the bonus XP weekend was. Anyways, we're going to move on now. This is what I was talking about earlier, the phone number. And in relation to questions, because you now have listeners.
Oh.
You now have another way to submit audio questions to us. Paul was kind enough to set us up a Google Voice account, seeing it's not available in Canada or New Zealand yet. So what you can do is you can call this number and leave a voicemail, and we will get access to that voicemail to play as one of your questions. So the number is 571-57-BNB, or 571-572-2632. And that will be live for as soon as you guys are hearing this. You can start sending your questions there if you want, or you can still send them to the email address, or if they're text, still send them to the what you want to call it, the forum topic when that gets posted later in the week. So
send us audio questions.
Yes, and follow the rules we said earlier.
Anyways, do you have a pick for us, Shane?
Yeah, I do. It was something I've been banking since the end of July, and I was quite surprised when Trekkie was on. He didn't use this as a pick, but StarCraft II goes without saying, actually, seeing as you guys have heard me enjoy the game and whatnot. So it's an RTS game, which means, unlike mobilizing armies, you actually have to mine for your own resources and build your units. So it's a true RTS game in that respect. There's a campaign to it. There's a ranking system, so you're always playing people relatively the same skill level as yours, sometimes not. So, I don't know, it's just a really good game that I like. So I figured I'd put it in the pick section this week. So let's see if I can find a price for that on Amazon or somewhere. You like RTS games?
Moderately. I used to. Age of Mythology.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't play them again. So, no, not a particularly high chance of me taking up StarCraft 2, I'm afraid.
Okay. Well, you can find it on Amazon for $59.99, so. Yeah, StarCraft 2, Windows, Mac, so anybody really, except Linux.
Bastards.
Well, no, people have got it to run in Wine, but it's really not the best experience for that. You want to run it on Windows or Mac, so. Anyways.
That's okay.
So, what have you been doing?
I have basically said already in the question about things you do in the weekend, that's what I've been up to. I went to, I went down to Wellington today and looked at universities. They had an open day, the university down there. Yeah, I'm falling asleep right now because I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning to do that, to go down there.
Oh.
And it's almost 10 o'clock now, so I need to go to sleep soon so that I can get up at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yay.
On a Saturday, for God's sake. And, and do more traveling.
Tell them about that media wall that you saw there.
Oh, it was interesting. I think I win Story of the Week, which we've completely forgotten about until today, which I remembered. What they had there was, I took a tour of the engineering and computer science department, because that is sort of what I'm thinking of going into, computer science, same as Shane.
Well, you know, it's a mixed blessing, but
more or less. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, one of the things that they have there is what they call the wall, which is 16 computer monitors, which are about 24 inches each, roughly. I can't remember. But they're all hooked up so that they are adjacent to each other, so that they all make one gigantic monitor. And it's roughly, because they're each full HD, it makes about 10,000 pixels in width. I don't know what the height is. So they're all connected to each other. They're powered by 5 computers and then 1 server, which all of those computers are attached to. and then the monitors are attached to the individual computers somehow. I'm not sure how it all works, but I'm pretty sure all of those computers in the server are connected via Ethernet or 1000 base T, whatever you call that stuff.
Yeah, gigabit Ethernet.
Gigabit Ethernet. Well, yeah, that's what it is. And they have a switch, which a gigabit switch, which controls all of those.
I have one of those.
Yeah. But it's fascinating stuff. Basically, what the guy was saying was that, you know, he controls all the screens with this one server, which feeds the what he wants to happen into the computers, which do the output on the monitors. So it's a pretty complex scenario. But basically, he can play a low-definition movie and blow it up to the 10,000... whatever it is, 10,000 square pixels.
Ugh.
Not square, but almost square. And it looks horrible.
You'd have to be very far away to get...
Yeah.
To be able to use that,
because
you know?
Because these are high-definition monitors, each of them. And, yeah, basically that's the best it can do because that uses up so much bandwidth. And one of the challenges that they have to overcome at the moment is to be able to, you know, transfer more bandwidth. Because if he tries to... output an HD movie or something, an HD video onto those monitors, then he maxes out the gigabit switch, which controls everything.
You know how you do that?
It's fascinating stuff. But
fiber channel.
No, I have no idea. Sorry?
Fiber channel. Fiber channel connection. Basically a fiber optic connection between each, and you need a fiber optic card.
Yes.
It's very expensive, though.
Yes, I imagine so. But then the amount of money they would have spent on the monitors to start with, yeah, 16 times.
There's a fiber channel variant that can go to 5 gigabits per second.
Oh, that's not bad. Not bad. One of the other things that they had there was one of the Microsoft Surface prototype things, but it was... homemade, and it was a Surface using OS X, which I thought completely ruined it personally.
Well, you know, the OS X has good multi-touch APIs built in.
Yeah, that's probably the whole reason why they used it. They couldn't have used Windows, obviously, but I just expected something like that.
Because, you know, the trackpad and the Magic Mouse and the Magic trackpad.
Yep. So anyway, that was good fun. Unfortunately, I never got to take any photos of anything, except for they had like a tiny museum part of the labs, which housed old Apple products, because they must be so into Apple stuff there. There's an Apple Lisa something or other from the 70s or 80s, I can't remember.
Yeah, that was the first one they made, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And then there's this old... there's this gigantic computer memory, I think it is, memory, which is...
Oh, probably.
Massive.
Is it like a big drum?
It's like... well, the size of my monitor. I mean, that's the best way I can explain it. That's,
oh, okay.
And that's one sheet of it, and then it sort of folds over many times. That's how big it is. It must be like a handmade thing from a long, long, long time ago. I don't even know what it was supposed to be, but it's fascinating.
Yeah, that sounds. I would have liked to come on that trip. Actually,
I know. You missed out.
It sounds like a fun computer science department. Mm-hmm. Graduate school, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I got carried away. What
I mean.
Oh, yeah. I got carried away. What have you been doing?
I have been coding still.
Yay!
I can't really talk about it. I've been mining. I got... What level of mining did I get? I forget. 78, I think?
78, yep.
78, or 79? Right. Something like that, so...
Last I remember, 78. Let's check.
Yeah, 78 mining. Aside from that, I need to do something about my keyboard and mouse setup because playing StarCraft and coding in the same day, my keyboard is too far to the left and my hand is like curved, you know, like, if you put your arm up and you rotate your hand to the right, that's how my hand ends up when coding. I gotta do something about that, so.
I feel your pain.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't get one of those nice Microsoft keyboards, because when we do the show, I have to type, and, you know, don't want that.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much that, I think. And, yeah, I think we're done, unless there's anything
else.
Yeah,
we're good.
I don't think I have anything. Oh, do you want to say anything about the bug squashing we didn't get to?
Oh, bug squashing. No, I don't want to think about bug squashing anymore.
Okay.
Okay, then. Bugs.
Yeah. Well, suffice to say, he was doing physical bug squashing this afternoon, not software bug squashing.
Inflicted ant carnage. That is what happened. You
Alrighty.
Do not need to know more.
Just think about it. You can get the general idea, you know? So... anyways, that's it for RSBNB Update 271. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye, everyone.
See ya.